Bruno Mars, a special guest on tonight's In Demand with Alex James from 7 o'clock on FM DAB and online. It's Metro Radio. Coming up to 1 minute past five, here's Rebecca Dixon.
Well, first up, we're still waiting for news from the Houses of Parliament on the fuels tax debate. It's after more than 100,000 people signed an online petition calling on the government to cut the tax on fuel. Now, it's Anti-Bullying Week, and this morning we told you about what's being done for kids in the region. Now it's the turn of the adults. TDR Training in Team Valley's up for an award for its anti-bullying work. Ian Hunter, who's a director there, reckons there needs to be more awareness of bullying in the workplace.
There is a perception that bullying is something that happens in schools. We are aware of cyberbullying. Bullying happens throughout your life, you know, and it happens at work and it happens beyond work.
Next, one to make you say, ah, a northeast baby born at 11 minutes past 11 on the 11th of the 11th, 2011, has been given the middle name of Poppy. Isabel Poppy Flounders beat the odds to be born on Armistice Day at Stockton's North Tees Hospital, weighing a healthy 6 pounds and 7 ounces. And the sports news now with Chris Conway.
England face Sweden at Wembley in just under 3 hours, looking for their first win in 43 years. It's their longest run without a win against any nation. Sunderland's Sebastian Larsson admits he's no idea why that run's gone on so long, but he reckons England haven't done so well in tournaments because of the media.
Sometimes the pressure might become a little bit too much. Maybe they shouldn't be the top favourites for each and every tournament, the way they're maybe pictured to be in England sometimes.
Well, sticking with Sunderland and defender Matthew Kilgallen is reportedly set to go out on loan to the Championship in a bid to get more games. Since moving to the Black Cats from Sheffield United, he's only made 7 appearances. Elsewhere, it's been reported Newcastle's Cheick Tiote could be fit to face Man City on Saturday. The Magpies midfielders missed the last 3 matches with a knee injury.
Metro Radio weather with Hodgson's. Free pre-winter check on any car.
Well, cloudy and misty tonight. Tomorrow, though, drier and brighter weather, but there is more rain coming through later on next week. There's more news at 6 o'clock and on Twitter at Metro Radio News.
Metro Radio. Live. The hottest tickets in town are selling fast.